A suspect is in custody following a double shooting yesterday afternoon that left one person dead and another wounded inside Wilmington Hospital in Delaware. Wilmington police say a 23-year-old man believed to have been the shooter was arrested in Philadelphia last night. The hospital, run by Christiana Care, was placed on lockdown for several hours on Tuesday as officers did a sweep of the complex and the surrounding area. Wilmington Mayor John Carney thanked hospital employees who continued to work on patients as the shooting unfolded and those who helped evacuate the building.
It's hard to imagine what they were thinking as they were barricaded in rooms across the hospital as our law enforcement teams went through and cleared each of the floors. Any violence or loss of life in our city is unacceptable.
It has been reported the shooter was an employee, however, officials have not confirmed that. Trenton City Council voted to prevent the city's police department from assisting ICE with civil immigration enforcement. WHYY's New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns has some details.
The council voted 4-2 to send the ordinance to Mayor Reed Gassiora. It does not include a provision that advocates sought, which would prohibit the Trenton Police Department from honoring immigrant detainers. These are requests from federal immigration officials that law enforcement hold those who could be eligible for deportation. Council President Jenna Figueroa Kedenberg read an email into the council record that was sent to advocates that included why the provision would not be included in the proposal.
However, after extensive discussion and review, we believe the ordinance represents a meaningful step forward and appropriately balances the city's responsibilities, legal obligations, and policy objectives.
Figueroa Kedenberg said that ideas not included should not be considered as a lack of consideration. The mayor said he would look at the bill before deciding whether or not to sign it. From Trenton, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
A historic property in northwest Philadelphia may be demolished after more than two centuries. The Liebert House is a 19th-century stone mansion. It's been vacant for a long time and in need of significant repair to avoid collapse. Paul Steinke leads the Preservation Alliance for Greater Philadelphia. He says the property owners can't be forced to fix the property.
There's no preservation jail, we often say, but L&I can use fines and liens to try to enforce the building code.
The home is owned by New Cortland, a nonprofit that operates hundreds of affordable rentals in the city. In a statement, its CEO said the company is, quote, taking a thoughtful, informed approach to evaluating the future of the Liebert House. In sports, the Phils overwhelmed the Marlins 8-2 Tuesday. And those two teams have a midday game in South Philly today. The Phillies will be going for a sweep. Partly cloudy skies for us. A small chance of a shower or two around early and a high of 84. Right now, it's 73 degrees.